Testing 1, 2, 3.
Big fat titties.
And a big round ass.
Girl,
I'm an ass man.
Welcome to the greatest goddamn show on air with your host, Davis Cohen.
Ray Highclack.
And your boy, Cole Clayton.
And we're going to be talking about the New World Order.
And there's a blender in the background, if y'all can't hear it, because we're cheering that it's the end of 2020. We're doing margaritas and daiquiris, and we're going to sip on some tequila in a second.
What do you think about this tequila, Cole?
Alcohol, baby, alcohol. Gonna call in sick. Gonna wake up in a ditch with my hand inside of your shirt. With my hand inside your shirt, I'll be making memories up, girl.
What do I think about it? First off, it's 1800 silver. And I'm gonna take my sip now. And I'll be honest with you, I really fucking hate tequila. Like, straight. I'm a big fan of margaritas.
Yeah.
If you tell me that there is a watermelon margarita, I will put that shit in my asshole. I don't care.
Jesus. Love it.
That's a little far.
Dude, I'll drink that shit up. I don't care. What is it? They call that butt chugging?
I'm not, like Cole, I'm not a big, like, tequila guy. It's harsh as fuck, I'm not gonna lie. I'm more of, like, Jack Daniels. I've started recently drinking vodka.
Oh, you like Jack Daniels?
You heard my act. I have that joke
That's
about
fair.
Jack and Coke.
That's
I mean,
fair.
It's one of my favorite jokes I do.
I guess I didn't put two and two together, really.
Oh, yeah. No, there's definitely, I've had some nights on Jack Daniels where... I'm surprised I didn't punch a cop or, like, the chick I was with. Like, yeah. Jack Daniels is one of those drinks where you're just like, shit, what the fuck did I do? Tequila's more like a party drink. Like, that to me, like you said, with, like, margaritas and all that kind of shit. But, like, yeah, it's usually Jack Daniels, vodka, and, like, cheap beer. I got Coors, actually, that I might sip on during this as well, so.
You can stick it in the bowl of ice if you want to keep it cold.
The mountains don't need to be blue today.
Oh, dude, I can drink if the mountains ain't blue. Man.
I can tell you're trailer parky when you drink your beer
white
warm.
Trashy shit, dude.
You come from my neck of the woods.
Yeah, well, technically we did live in the same state at one point. I'm from here originally.
Oh, so, you're from here originally.
So, yeah.
So does this mean that whenever I travel to Texas, I'm gonna come back drinking warm beer?
No.
I mean, I don't drink warm beer, but...
Unless you may have lived in, like, the hills of Texas.
Isn't it all fucking hills and desert? Like,
nah, the west and the north is hills. It's all flat where I'm from in Houston. Everything's a straightaway, it's a flat, everything leads to the highways, it's great.
The neighborhood I lived in, it was Mission Bend, was where I stayed, which was, like, 30 minutes west of downtown Houston.
So that's got to be somewhere near where I was then, because I'm northwest.
Yeah,
where
this
I'm
is
from,
like, direct west.
Might be I-10. I'm thinking
possibly. Yeah. We'd have to look that shit up.
How close to Katy do you think?
We were more close to, like, Sugarland.
Sugarland. Okay. Yeah,
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 we were
know,
like Sugarland area, like that kind of. I remember there used to be like a briar patch, like right behind my house, and my dad caught on fire 1/4 of July.
Oh fuck.
If you've never seen a 6'7" man run because he knew he set a fire, it is actually a funny sight. I'm not going to lie. And now, behind where my house was, is a mega church. They cleared the entire brush patch out of these, like, thorn and pricker like bushes and put, like, this massive ass. I used to live by an IGA. That's like, or, yeah, IGA? What's the one, grocery store down there.
There's H-E-B?
H-E-B. I used to live by an H-E-B. Yeah, I one time went, even though I shouldn't remember this, there was an Easter egg hunt inside the H-E-B, and we're like running like supermarket sweep through
yeah,
this fucking place.
That's the thing. They do fun, weird games at H-E-B. It's like Giant Eagle if Giant Eagle wasn't depressed.
Yeah.
I live right behind a Giant Eagle.
Yeah.
Like, not directly behind it.
Yeah. You literally, like, it's like there it is. There's the Giant Eagle.
Like, I never have to drive more than a mile to go get groceries.
Yeah.
And every time I go there, every single fucking person I see there looks miserable.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's that you're in a. I love the city and state of Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania, but Giant Eagle is definitely one of the worst exports out of all of them. To be honest with you, because it's great in Pittsburgh, because like you can, it matches what it's supposed to be, which is a southwestern Pennsylvania grocery store that has like Steelers shit in it. It's got everything you need. But when you're in Cleveland and you see brown shit, of course you're gonna be fucking miserable. So, it's.
And then of course, you know, the one year they get, like, have a decent record, it's in the middle of the apocalypse.
I know.
It's not the thing that's foremost on everyone's minds at the time.
More than anything, it's more like, is this the end of the world?
Yeah, because everything's going backwards now, and it's like, holy fuck.
Did help
they got a shot!
It's weird to see, like, because I've lived here pretty much my whole life. I spent, like, a couple years in Houston from 93 to 96, like a part of 96.
Fuck. How old are you?
I'm 31, sir.
So you're like a kid.
I was a very young kid when we moved down there. I still have memories of shit, like stuff that was down. Like one of my favorite stories I ever heard that I didn't experience this, but I've heard tell, and the one person that could really confirm this has actually passed away. But we had the, I don't even know what kind of Latino kid it was. Little baby would, like, walk out of his house in his diaper and a fucking machete. Like, yeah, that's Texas, baby. Like,
that's why I feel like if there ever is, like, a revolution, like, another war.
Oh, I'm going to Texas immediately.
Oh, yeah. Texas is going to be the place to be.
Why do you think Joe Rogan just moved there?
I heard that Elon Musk was going to move there.
Yeah,
too.
It had a lot of, like...
Supposedly their stock, too, is overvalued. I read that just before we started this, that, like, Tesla stock, like, dropped dramatically because of J.P. Morgan. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they said it was overvalued. I was reading the story while we were getting set up and everything. Yeah.
Tesla stock dropped a lot too when he
went on Rogan.
Yeah. Joe Rogan, yeah.
I love Elon.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I don't know.
I like that dude. He's going to do good shit.
I don't know, though. I did hear that he wanted to put chips in everybody's brains.
Okay, I'm not cool with that.
I think
the Neuralink. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, Elon. Come on, man.
What's the benefit?
That's where he lost his
all information at once, pretty much, like a hive mind. At that point, like we would basically from.
The, you could control us.
No,
I would hope not, but you never. You never know.
That's not his intention.
You never know, motherfucker.
So
that's not how he explained it, at least.
Yeah, and this show's about conspiracies. You should know. When the rich speak, you kind of have to go 50-50.
I'm not advocating for it, believe me. I'm just saying how he explained it was so that we could have all the ideas because of culture or demographic, class, even some people don't get their ideas out in the open. So if we are able to have all the ideas plugged into a database, then we can figure things out, like how to cure cancer and how to get to Jupiter and, you know, what's going to help the economy the best.
I see what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
That was his intention, at least. And again,
and supposedly it'll help people with certain disorders that can't really speak or do anything like that too. Is an application from what I've saw.
Oh, communication.
Communication might be another one.
See, I understand Rogan. That would be pretty beneficial for like blind people
to have a chip in their brain.
Well, no, I'm talking about the language aspect of it. It'll be able to create a communication between people who might not be able to communicate.
I disagree. They don't. If you're blind, you're blind. You gotta be blind. And I have a firm reason why I believe this. And it's because my brother is blind. And he is the biggest dick I've ever seen in my life.
I've met some blind dickheads in my life.
Not he is the biggest. I'm saying he has the biggest dick in the world.
Well.
So I'm like, you don't need vision too.
And he can't even fucking see it? Can't have an attitude about it. Like, that sucks.
Oh my God.
If I was blind and had a big dick and like only relied on other people to tell me how big it was, I'd be sad. Because it'd be like, I can't look at this like thing that like apparently every woman on planet Earth, their jaw drops when I fucking take my pants off.
What also makes it worse is he has cerebral palsy, so he can't use it either.
Yeah.
So it's like,
why? It's like seeing good talent go to waste.
It's like when you see a guy that's 6'8" that never played basketball in his life.
It's like you remember, like those draft picks where they're like, this guy is a blue chipper, and then all of a sudden, like, you see him, he's throwing like a girl. Like, what the fuck?
Now, you brought something up earlier that was interesting. You said conspiracies.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the New World Order?
Well, what are you talking about? Because I'm also a wrestling fan. That's why I wore this lovely t-shirt that I have for this episode. The New World Order concept to me is interesting. It predicates on some stuff that people have to realize humans are fucking retarded to begin with.
That's a damn fact.
I've met some book-smart human beings who I am afraid if they got power what they would do.
I agree.
But then you see them in the world, and you're just like, oh yeah, you're a dumbass just like me. That's nice.
There's like a balance.
Yeah.
You can be smart in one aspect, and then on the other side of things, you're completely stupid.
And there's historical precedent for a lot, for some stuff. I mean, you look at stuff like the Rothschild conspiracy, which it's an interesting one, where they basically played both sides of the war. I forget the gentleman's name off the top of my head, but he financed both the Allies, which consisted of, I believe, like England, Germany, a few other Allied powers, to stop Napoleon from becoming emperor of, you know, the European world, per se. And one of the Rothschild, like, stooges, after Napoleon lost at Waterloo, came back, told the Rothschild that Napoleon had lost, and he, the Rothschild, conceded that Napoleon had won the war, even though he had lost. So it completely collapsed the economy for a couple days. He bought the stocks mm-hmm. at like pennies on the pound, pennies on the dollar, whatever, you know, financial thing. Yeah, well, it's in that video I sent you. Like, and then I've done my own research on that.
You
son of a bitch. What, you watch the first 5 minutes? It's literally like 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
Okay. I do the same thing.
He has the attention span of a fucking squirrel.
I'm aware. This man wears sunglasses on fucking stage, and I want to hit you for it so bad every time I see you.
I stop wearing them on stage as much.
Good boy.
I wear them everywhere else, though.
So. Well, then I need to go everywhere else to stop you at all times.
You're that dickhead in high school, just sitting in the back of the class with the sunglasses on, that everyone knew could see totally fine, but still had sunglasses on inside, and they were just like, what a dick.
You know what?
He looks like he owned a harmonica and played it to class.
Oh,
I took my guitar one time.
Bro, at one point, he definitely had a scrappy beard and a fedora.
I could see him being a
fedora.
There
are pictures of me on Facebook with a scrappy beard and a fedora.
I'm not surprised.
You look like you own more than one Flame t-shirt.
You
definitely own
t-shirt?
A Thrasher t-shirt.
Well, Thrasher's what okay. Is that? Skateboarding.
Oh, I'm not really into skateboarding.
I like that kind of stuff, so I'll go for it. You look like you would dress like Steve Carr from a band called Foundry. He was a producer on Opie and Anthony back in the day.
I gotta look this up.
He was a very big bearish man. Like, he would just, yes.
I hate it when people roast me and I don't get the roast.
I do it all the time, trust me. This isn't the first time.
Because I just want to be in on the joke more than anything. I don't even get upset.
That... Nah, you can't. My favorite roast joke about me was, I was working in pest control and I was at a roast battle. And one of the guys, Jeremy Shear, who's like a Cleveland comedy stalwart, Ray is a pest control technician. And I think I speak on everybody's behalf. Ray, the next time you're fumigating a house, do us all a favor. Take a nap.
Damn!
That's one of the funniest fucking things I've ever heard. I almost fell out of my chair. Like, I literally had to stop my fucking self. I was drunk as fuck by the end of the show, and like, but when he did that, it was perfect, man. I loved it. But getting back to it, a conspiracy theory thing. I love dudes like Alex Jones. I think Alex Jones is fucking amazing, an amazing human being. One, because he's a total psycho, and I gravitate just towards like charismatic psychos. Like, I'm always that guy who's like, I don't agree with anything you're fucking saying, but for some reason, I would follow you to the end of the earth. Like, he's one of those dudes.
Isn't he the I'm a little retarded guy?
I was about to say, I'm a little retarded.
That's the guy that Steven Crowder always makes fun of, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was one of my favorite Rogan episodes before he went to Spotify was Tim Dillon, the comedian who I've started to get really into. He's got the Tim Dillon show where he talks about like political things from like a conspiracy theorist point of view. He's a gay New York conspiracy theorist. How do you not love that man? And then stick Alex Jones with him on the Joe Rogan podcast. You're like, what the fuck? This is the greatest day of my life. This is amazing.
I know Joe Rogan gets like a lot of flack for being like, I guess, toxic masculine.
Yeah, he's like Master Ken.
I love him. Like, I'm not going to lie. His show is kind of like, I guess, one of the influences on this show in a lot of ways. So.
He's an influence on a multitude. My podcast, for God's sake, I do an MMA podcast. It's because Rogan does an MMA podcast.
All right, go ahead and plug it.
Bro Bro Plata, BROBROPLATA. We do about 3 live streams a week. Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, just search Bro Bro Plata. You can do 1 word, 2 word, it doesn't matter, or multiple word, doesn't matter. And we just talk about MMA, we talk about, like, comedy bullshit. I mentioned Master Ken, he was one of our guests, he's a comedy martial arts guy that tells all other martial arts that their martial arts are bullshit. And his main catchphrase is, don't forget, re-stomp that groin. Anytime he doesn't move, a groin strike must happen after you do it, because that's how you subdue your opponent. Like, that's
fucked up.
He dresses like a guy from Cobra Kai, and his martial arts style is Ameridote. Which,
I've heard of that.
Yeah, he does a lot of Facebook videos. Like, you've probably seen someone share his stuff, but he's so fucking funny. And then we've also had a lot of local MMA guys. We've had a lot of interviews, and I think it's one, because of me, and two, it's my co-host trying to make me out like I'm a racist, which is always a great time when you're doing a podcast. We've had a couple interviews fall through for some big names. I'm kind of sad that we have, but at the same time, I'm like, they don't want to be on the podcast. That's cool. We'll try next time. Like, we do that 3 times a week, or try to. We only did 1 this week, but we're now that we're going into a dead zone after tomorrow, actually, UFC 256, we're going to be in a little bit of a dead zone, so we're going to do some stuff, interviews, probably old fight reviews. We're probably going to have MMA, bad MMA on as well, like Yama pit fighting, which it was this thing that came, that literally was like a Yama, which is like basically a bowl, and it was a thing where you didn't stand up against the cage so much, so they had this like 1 inch up, like high lit lip that would make guys just fall right on the fucking like landing, and you're just like, Jesus fucking Christ,
what is the reason for that?
They thought it would help with action. Like, it's stupid MMA. Like, it's like BKB, bare knuckle boxing, right? Used to be a thing on DirecTV, and it was basically boxing gloves with the knuckles cut out. That was it. And I thought, oh my God, we're going to get real bare knuckle boxing. I'm excited.
That's what I thought when you were explaining it.
Yeah, no. And well, BKFC is pretty good. They're a fun organization. But like,
why not just use tactical gloves? Shit.
Well, no, they actually, BKFC, they wrap everything but the knuckles. Like, they actually have hand support and all that kind of stuff. Artem Lobov, Conor McGregor's best friend, fought Jason Knight from the UFC in that organization, and it was a bloody fucking war. I love it, man. I love bare knuckle boxing. It's a great history if you look into it. Mm. So it's an inch, and plus boxing, you want to talk about conspiracy theories? Fuck. How many times has a fight been called as fixed?
Boxing
has
fixed.
That thing, man. Well,
like, boxing is all show.
Yeah.
For sure. It has been for a long time.
And all it is about clout. And then the fucking show.
Yeah, since the Tyson era, pretty much. Oh, yeah. Because I'm a big boxing fan myself. To me, it's more artistic in style of fighting. So
we'll do a short argument on that. I disagree. Because, like, you want to talk about artistic, you look at mixed martial arts. Mixed martial arts is everything that has ever been. And then some maybe, like, new things that you go, what the fuck. Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin Buckley. It had that back kick a couple months ago that, like, it was basically a reverse mule kick. He fucking got his leg caught and then threw his hips backwards and, like, smacked this dude with the pad of his foot or the heel of his foot. Knocked him the fuck out. I've never seen something like that ever.
That's my issue with it. Now, I'm not saying that shit isn't amazing to watch. It is. It's really fucking cool. But that's what I don't like about the fucking sport, is it's so brutal. You're like, you're beating somebody's ass, and all of a sudden you take a fucking ankle to the eye. I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey, that's what I love about it.
That's what I'm saying.
Watching those knockouts, man, dude, it's just like you got this guy just, like, in his zone, and then out of nowhere, just boom, and he's clapped, and he's done. Yeah. He just hits the floor. And then the other guy's just like, fuck yeah!
Well, I also don't like how short the fights are. Seems like some of the fights are ridiculously short.
I mean, they are, and that sometimes can be a beautiful thing. I love jiu-jitsu, so, like, that's a martial art I'm really into. And, like, I love when a dude just, like, all of a sudden wraps a motherfucker up by his leg and just twists the ankle, and you're like, oh, there was 10 seconds left in the round. Yes! And MMA, I can say this. I've been to boxing. I've been to many pro wrestling shows in my life. I've been to two UFC events. UFC, to me, has some of the most... or MMA in general. I've been to, like, five MMA shows and done camera for one of them. Or two of them, actually. Yeah, two. It's the alcohol. but, like, there's an energy. Because I went to UFC 203. With Stipe Miocic when he fought Alistair Overeem at the whatever they call it now downtown, the Gun Q, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And
Quicken Loans Arena.
The Romo Fijo, I believe it's now called. The Rocket Mortgage Field House.
Oh, it is the Rocket Mortgage
House. Yeah. But,
I forgot about that.
But when Stipe won, I've never experienced such violent sound in my life from just everybody screaming after a knockout or a fucking submission. It gets you up. Like, for some reason, I love boxing. One of my favorite guys is Tyson Fury. I'm a big Tyson Fury fan. I was also a Peter Spadafora fan. He was known as the Pittsburgh Kid. He got arrested because he shot his girlfriend in the stomach outside of it wasn't West Mifflin. But it was somewhere in Pittsburgh, shot her in the stomach and drove off. And he was, like, in jail for, like, 10 years for aggravated assault. Yeah, man, I love MMA. I love boxing. I love martial arts in general. And, like, I would say, though, boxing doesn't have the same... Except for if it's a big title fight, like when Lomachenko fought about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great fight because he lost.
Right.
And he got stopped by a younger... more hungry fighter who had been calling him out for 2 years. Those are the kind of, like, storyline should drive boxing. It's like pro wrestling. Storyline should always drive boxing. MMA is more about who is the best at doing everything. That's how I look at MMA. Like, who's the best person to do everything right on that night, regardless of grappling, striking.
Yeah. That's why I feel that UFC is more artistic, because you have to know how to completely control your entire body. I mean, yeah, with boxing, you still have to control your lower body with feet work and moving around and all that shit. But there's so much more to the lower half of the body with MMA. And that's what I feel like really brings it over the line in artistic.
See, that's what I guess I should explain. What I like about boxing is the fact that it's so limited. There's only so much you can do. UFC is like... I think you can't bite and you can't scratch, and that's basically it, right?
Biting, scratching, low blows.
I guess groin hits, too.
Yeah, which are happening way more in 2020 than I ever thought they would do in any year, ever. Paul Felder, who's actually a UFC veteran, fought, bless you, coronavirus.
Sorry about that.
Corona!
Oh, shit.
He's sneezing on
his
own.
Here first.
He's sneezing on his own petard here, people. That's kind of what he's doing. But
Davis is over here. He's going to be dead by the next episode.
But
I just got smoke up my nose.
We've all been there, Muffin. Trust me, it's okay. But no, like Paul Felder, who's a commentator and also a really good MMA fighter in his own right, he started counting the amount of groin strikes in a fight.
Damn.
Because there's been so many. He lost count at one point. I think it was a couple cards ago. I want to say it wasn't this most recent one, but the one before that. He lost count. He just stopped counting.
Wow.
Yeah, it's MMA is, it's got a long way to go. It's only almost 30 years old as a sport. 1993
for a sport.
So it's I like it. It's fun. It's had its own shares of fuckery. One of my favorite ones was Elite XC. Again, conspiracy theory. They wanted to pump up Kimbo Slice, so they told him the guy he was fighting not to go to the ground because they knew he was weak as fuck on the ground, and Kimbo got fucked up on the ground. He got fucked up. The dude popped his he had a cauliflower ear. Kimbo busted that open.
Damn.
Yeah, it was like hanging off at the end of the fight, like really bad. But like, and then he just took him to the ground, and Elite XC like fucking shit all over the guy for doing it. And it was like, no, you told me to fucking do that. Don't. Like, he was the true whistleblower in that fucking scenario. And I was like, that's awesome. Wow. Like, you're exposing the business? Nice,
already?
Buddy. Hey, what are you gonna... Plus, it was on CBS. And they got complaints because, like, it was too violent. Like, this was during the Bush administration still. Like, this was, like, pre-Obama. When everybody was still kind of, like, being dicks.
It's all pay-per-view now, so...
EXC was on Showtime. That was their only saving grace. It was they did that, and then the Strike Force took over for them.
Remember, you could catch a UFC fight just on ESPN back in the day.
No.
ESPN's
the most recent one. ESPN.
Spike. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah.
Spike was the main one, and then Fox for a little while, too, for like, I want to say it was like 3 years. Their contract was 3 or 4 years. But, yeah, man, it's a... fighting just has as much, like... And even UFC's getting sued right now for being a monopoly. Even though there's Bellator and there's fucking World Series of Fighting, there's one. It's like, dude, what the fuck? They're all old, aging fighters who had low ratings. So once they see the low ratings of nobody cares about Kung Lee, it's a thing.
How do you get sued for being a monopoly when you're just the only one that's producing decent product?
Suppression of talent.
You know?
That's what I was thinking, because they're producing a good product, and everyone fucking loves it, and they have good marketing. Like,
right, just because nobody has come into the game doesn't mean nobody can. You know what I mean? So
this episode's coming out, what, December 27th?
Yeah.
For those of you listening, the episode will already have been happening at this. So you can go back and watch this episode. We're going to break that down on episode 45 of our podcast. So that we're going to be talking about the lawsuit. We're going to probably do a rapid fire because I have opinions. And I'm going to do it on that show because it's like, I kind of expressed a little bit of it on here. But like, I have massive opinions about this because it's... Yeah, just listen to go back and listen to the episode 45. It's interesting, my views.
So, Ray, your main topic you were getting into was that there was dumb people in the world, a lot of them.
Yeah, I honestly think people are dumb in their own ways. You know, like I said in the previous segment, you can see the smartest human being ever, and then all of a sudden, like, his world is fucked up because he did something in his personal life, and his professional life gets completely fucked. Like, the total morons who think they have power. I mean, look at Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein. He did with his power. He made great films. I'm not going to take anything away from what Miramax made. It made Kevin Smith. Harvey Weinstein was also jerking off in front of broads.
He was banging them.
And fucking them. Like, it's that kind of stuff. People get caught in the end. You can look at...
Michael Jackson, you too.
Michael Jackson, that's more of a societal thing than it is. And like, I wouldn't say for power. Like, he was just Daddy Joe in his fucking left hand.
You think getting that slapped around up, makes sir. You want to fuck children? I got slapped around pretty good.
Damage is a real thing.
Maybe.
Do I dare mention Epstein?
Absolutely. He didn't kill himself, by the way.
No.
I have a full... You want to talk conspiracy theories?
I already
hear
the clickings on my phone.
What?
I already hear my phone clicking as it is.
It's all right. fucking Epstein. Epstein was a creep. Did you guys watch that documentary on Netflix?
Yeah, I did.
I got part way through.
I couldn't watch the whole thing, though. It just... I kept getting, like, itchy on my shoulders.
I kept getting uncomfortable.
Right, no.
I was like, this doesn't feel right to watch.
When I was watching the whole thing, and to think, also, this motherfucker, we're in Cleveland. This dude was literally down I-70 or I-71 in Columbus at times with the dude who owns Victoria's Secret on his fucking mansion.
Oh, my God.
Doing this shit. Like, he was close to every, like...
Yeah, everyone.
How did this go? No.
And look at his face. How did nobody think, oh, that dude fucks kids? Look at his face. He looks like he fucks kids. And, you know what I mean?
And the dude was fucking intelligent. He knew. I'm going to say this about Jeffrey Epstein. He was a manipulative son of a bitch. And as a comedian, I respect the manipulative part. In a way.
That's fucked up.
No, I'm not saying in like, how can I put this? It's the
he could
fact
control
that this
a crowd.
Motherfucker got into forms of places of government, but fucking Bill Clinton was on his fucking plane.
There's a painting. I don't know if you heard about it, but it has
that has him in the blue dress.
Yeah, it has him in the blue dress. And basically, that was a whole, you know, I got you, motherfucker. You know what I mean? This is my way of proving to you, hey, I got dirt on you. It's a picture of Bill Clinton in a dress. Okay.
The Monica Lewinsky blue dress.
Yeah, the blue dress.
That's exactly what it was. And it was in his fucking house on this island in, like...
In the living room.
Yeah,
in the fucking living room. And it's not that, like, oh, I got Bill Clinton in a dress type of blackmail. It's the fact that it's like, look, bro, if anything ever gets out on me, you've been to my island too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's in the painting is him in the living room.
He's
on
a piece of shit for like also having these underage like massage peep like chicks. All women usually blonde and blue eyed, which is a weird fucking thing, by the way.
I mean, my girlfriend's blonde and blue eyed.
But like, I'm talking like when you have an entire staff of them, you have a thing like that. You're a creep. You're a weird motherfucker.
Is it? I mean, okay, yes.
And plus, we always
touch on controversial subjects in this podcast, and it's always me sounding like a creep. I'm going to say this again delicately. I'm going to defend the topic real delicately again.
Oh, no.
You should not fuck children. But if you have a type, you have a type. That's okay. That's not... I'm not saying that if your type is children, that's okay. What I'm saying is if you're into blondes... And blue-eyed girls.
I'm not saying anything, but there is a...
You have a fetish. That's fine.
Well, but when you're using them to, like, jerk off Prince Andrew...
I don't know what prince you're even referencing.
He's actually English royalty. But, like, that dude was...
Would have been older, right? Like Diana era or whatever?
No. What's
or a recent one.
Let me look it up.
There's a recent prince.
I'm
going
to look it up here, because, honestly...
The way I see it is, do what the fuck you want. But don't do it with underage people.
Yeah, no, it's like, not even...
Yeah. You can't do that.
Right.
Like, at the end of the day,
of course,
do what the fuck you want, but... your privacy is your privacy, but don't do it with
underage
people.
I can't even say do what you want. I gotta say, you know, as long as it's only your body that you're affecting, do what you want, but...
Yeah.
Everyone involved needs to consent. And children can't consent, so...
Oh, yeah. See, I've always said I like my women like I like my temperature above 32. Like, I need...
Like degrees?
Yes. Like, yeah. Fahrenheit, whatever you'd like to say. I don't care.
So you like...
You like a
warm body, huh?
No, I like anywhere from like 30 to AARP. That's usually where my shit goes.
I'm kind of with you on that. I could not be with anybody.
You have to have a 750 credit score.
I mean, yeah.
You credit check them?
Like, you need an apartment, maybe a couple kids.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to like get to know them, but
you have to be fully
time.
On your own and have your own place because you're not living here.
I need an independent girl. Too, because, like, I don't have a job, so...
Neither do I.
So I need somebody who's going to pay my bills.
But getting back to fucking, like, dudes like Epstein, guys who seek control, the Machiavellian concept of control through media, through all kinds of stuff to make, you know, a subservient population almost.
Yeah, Machiavelli was onto some deep shit.
Yeah, he went hardcore, and like that's the thing. Those people though get found out. And that's like where like I want, and we were talking about this before we went on air, before we went on here. I want there to be a new world order just so I can watch it crumble and say I lived through it. You know? Because I think I would live through it. It would be a hard time. It would really be a hard fucking time. If you watch like Blade Runner or fucking Judge Dredd, like those movies to me are like what I see us going to, like at just mentally as a society. Not like we're going to end up in like Mega City 1 and like Sylvester Stallone's going to be like driving around in his old fucking Judge Dredd uniform from 1991. I want it to be a thing, because if you can, if there was, and the definition of it is basically an agenda by the rich, powerful elite. We're always going for that for some reason. It's never like my neighbor next door. It's always going to be like my boss is a fucking asshole. He runs the fucking world, which is weird to me on a conspiracy level. It's like they were factory workers, and then all of a sudden they decided that fucking, you know, George Soros runs the world. Like, okay.
Well, see, that's why I feel like the New World Order would be possible if there was a large group of people, like kind of like a United Nations kind of thing.
Like Illuminati?
I love that shit.
Like
too.
An official from each country on the world and speaks for each country, and they all have to come to an agreement.
That's the United Nations. I mean, but like even the UN sometimes is fucked up. Like the UN has had some things where like Rwanda, that's always
right.
Really never talked about the genocide that happened in Africa at that time under guys like Idi Amin, who was a mean motherfucker.
Right.
He actually at one point admitted to being a cannibal, which was great.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, he was a bad motherfucker. Like he was evil incarnate. If you really want to see guys like him, who Forrest Whitaker played him in Last King of Scotland.
Yeah.
Really good fucking flick. But, like, yeah, guys like him, they always find a way to get a revolution put against them. I honestly think, like, as I say people are dumb, I also know that people can sense bullshit.
Right.
A lot of the time. And that's why, like, when it comes to the New World Order thing, I mean, you would have to have some smart-ass motherfuckers to control banking. And there's, obviously, the conglomerates and media. Are they good? No.
I don't think capitalism would work in a New World Order type of situation.
No, it would be unified socialism.
Right.
It would have to be unified socialism through trade. The banking system would pretty much be kind of fiat at that point. Like, pointless at that point. Let me see.
Right, because if you term. You have to, you know, if you take over the world in this scenario and run everything on one scale, then the balance is all off, because the way capitalism really works is if somebody's at the top, somebody has to be at the bottom. But if we're all the same, then it really crashes the dollar in general, or whatever currency we're on. So,
well, why do we need the dollar if we have everything to
That's
make?
What I've been saying! Let's just go and live off the grid, goddammit!
No, like, not even that. Like, I mean, you definitely could. But
they do that shit in, like, Northern California. You can find a comment probably still.
Yeah, those are fucked off. I mean,
next thing you know, you're in the Manson family.
Yep.
Exactly.
Anytime anyone says there's a pack of people up there in California, it's never a good idea.
Problem is, there's no offense to our last guest, Bricks. I don't know if he got into it too much, but anytime somebody brings up, like, LSD or mushrooms and how much they love them, I'm like, oh, you're one of those.
I like DMT. It's a decent drug.
Oh, here we go.
Like, it is. It's a really fun drug if you do it in the right amount. It's an interesting drug. I'm not gonna, like, you know, sit here and be like, it's the fucking greatest thing ever. It's good.
I can't handle the it separated me from myself, and now I understand the universe better.
No,
I'm like, stop it, stop it.
I didn't have the Joe Rogan epiphany. No, and no offense,
but Joe Rogan's not the only person I've heard say that. Oh, I've heard people who actually fucking know who have told me that shit. I'm like, are y'all all hive minded now? Is that what it is? Like, y'all do the drug, and now all of a sudden you share your brain into the what is it? The sideways or the upside down from that show?
Yeah, the upside down. Stranger Things. Stranger Things, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Evie.
If my boss hears, it won't matter because I made it. I'm staying clear from all the chatter, I don't get faded. I'm switching gears, I pulled the lever, now I'm chasing. I found a way, now let's keep breeding. I'm saying if my boss hears, oh well, what can you do? Oh well, what can you do? If my boss hears, it won't matter the opinion stated. They might hear, but they won't listen to what I'm saying. I'll have them jumping. It's the association, I'm inbound in the ball, and it's all just patience. It's hilarious thinking the situation. Wakes up to find the news to her subordinate, just getting this bacon. She's so fazed, she's probably lost her coordinates to think this whole wild world that he's cutting his portion, especially when he's supposed to report in the morning. Now for the people on the outside, I want your pity. I want you driving by, windows down, so you see the little birdie who's pretty. I'm chilling on the metal benches we're sitting, but when my office happens to hear what I've written, oh well. If my boss hears, it won't matter because I made it. I'm staying clear from all the chatter, I don't get faded. I'm switching gears, I pulled the lever, now I'm chasing. I found a way, now let's keep breeding. I'm saying if my boss hears, oh well, what can you do? Oh well, what can you do? Now from my boss's view, it's a conflict of interest. Relationships mean well, but most of these people, at the end of the day, it's all business. And I'm far from cynic, but pretending to care when your passion's somewhere else, it's a hard gimmick. But instead, I groove to the guitar's physics. I hope y'all to mimic. Now to my coworkers, I'm working two gigs at the same time. I'm not giving up, I just want more options. And to do both at once, consider it a bargain. I'm not changing names, I wanna show this range. And in this game, this rapping is my Ocho Cinco to Johnson. What good is Curry without Klay Thompson? And what good is Batman without his Robin? These skills complemented. If my boss hears, it won't matter because I made it. I'm staying clear from all the chatter, I don't get faded. I'm switching gears, I pulled the lever, now I'm chasing. I found a way, now let's keep breeding. If my boss hears, oh well, what can you do? Oh well, what can you do?
Once again, everybody, that was Eric Evie. You can find him on Twitter at Eric Evie Raps and check him out on YouTube and Spotify. Thank you, and back to the show.
When you talk about like education in the South, the Daughters of the Confederacy have a lot to do with the history books in the South. And John Oliver did a thing about it.
Oh, it's so whitewashed. It's terrible.
It's weird.
I went to the school in the South, so did you, though, right?
I went until middle of first grade, like right around Christmas time.
Yeah, I graduated from there. So
it's weird to me, like when he showed like textbooks where it was like a slave being all happy on the fucking plantation. You're like, what the fuck are you doing?
There are people who will tell you down south, oh, slavery was a choice by the slaves.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck did you just say? And he's like, oh, we obviously took them against their will. But then, you know, after a while, they just liked it after that. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
That, and, like, I always love my favorite thing about textbooks and, like, slavery. It always says it's an economic war. It's never about what it is.
No, yeah, it's states' rights. No, dude, it was about slaves.
That's the other one. I always love that one. I use states' rights for weed. Like, that's how I, like, anytime, like, an anti-weed conservative comes up to me, like, a super Christian, I'm like, nah, dude. No, it's states' rights, homie. What are you doing? Like, hey, churches, like, woo. And I'm not begrudging anybody that has a religion or anything. I grew up.
We're atheists.
No. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Talking about religion.
My cousin was a Catholic priest, and my father was a pest control technician. And there's a Hebrew school, like, close in the area, like rabbis learn and all that kind of shit. Mm. My dad used to spray that place and change the fucking rodent bait in that bitch. All the time. I was in there with him, like, pulling mice and rats and shit out.
Damn.
Yeah, wow. Dude. Like, religion. My dad was religious, but my mom was, like, lapsed. She's one of those, like, I'll watch, like, what's the dude in Akron? That one guy in Akron. I'm trying to think of his fucking name. I think he died a couple years ago. He has a mega church in Akron, and, like, she'd be like, oh, she'd be watching that and be like, this is my church today. I'm like, oh, okay, so you're getting it through a second source. That's
whatever,
nice.
yeah, variety.
I was raised Catholic until I reached the age of reason.
And then, which was about, what, 8?
Pretty much. I was like, I felt bad at first because I was, like, renouncing religion, but because I was reading the Bible. I was going to, like, the public religion school because my mom wanted me to get confirmed or whatever. And then I was like, am I the only one that realizes this is bullshit?
This is made up, this is
some stories.
It's a bedtime story, man. Baptist.
I mean, you want to talk about it. You were raised Baptist.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, that's hardcore, right?
Dude, I've been to a Baptist church. I've been to Third Day Adventist. I've done a few churches in my life, like with girlfriends. Mm. I did a Hungarian Reformed Lutheran, which is an interesting. They do a lot of their sermons in, like,
my ex Hungarian. Was a Lutheran, and I went to her church one time, and I was like, y'all are gonna sacrifice something, aren't y'all?
Well,
it just gave me that vibe.
Like, I was actually baptized Lutheran. The church was actually, like, right by my house. Like, I could ride my bike to where I was going. I remember getting baptized, and this is when I kind of realized that religion was a little bit of a fucking scam, but I liked the stories. It's the only thing. Like, some of the stories are good for, you know, I would raise my kids on some of the fucking stories if I had
kids. Yeah, some of the stories have really good morals.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, this shit didn't happen.
Some of them also have really fucked up morals.
Some of them are kind of fucked up. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. My favorite one ever was, the story, it was, I think, New Testament Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah. And the motherfucker offered his daughters up to a mob that was trying to kill two angels. And he offered his kids up to the fucking, like, mob to, like, rape. Because they were going to rape these two angels in Sodom and Gomorrah. It is the most fucked up story I've ever heard when it comes to, like, religion.
Damn, man.
Besides, because I'm an atheist myself. I lean agnostic, because why not at this point?
I do lean a little agnostic, I will say.
Yeah, I don't know what's up there, and I really, at this point, like, I've had such bad luck in life that I'm like, bleh.
Yeah, that's the same thing. That's what made me give up religion. When I was very religious up until I was about 20, and I was like, my life kind of fucking sucks. If there's a God, then he's an asshole. Yep. So I just kind of, like, just gave it up. I was just like, I'm going to take over the wheel, you know?
Yeah,
exactly. People always say, Jesus, take the wheel. I'm just like, I'll drive.
Right.
I got this.
But, like,
take care of business.
And you want to talk about where the topic of New World Order, the religious order in this country, or in this world, I don't know how. I mean, besides the fact that it always, for some reason, we're going to kind of go back to this. For some reason, it goes into kid fucking again. When we're talking about, like, fucking the Catholic Church.
Yeah, like, when the fuck did that come up?
Like, yeah, the spotlight thing is one of the...
like 2000, they're just like, why y'all fucking kids?
All the time. Like, all the time.
It's like, what the fuck? And like I said, my cousin's a Catholic priest.
That was the Me Too movement.
And he's one of the good ones.
Well, the thing is with that is, I'm not defending it, obviously, but my opinion of the matter is that Catholic priests are supposed to be celibate. So yeah, they go and fuck people who won't, like, rat them out.
Yeah,
what I mean? So that's why that's happening.
And that's sort of like, when it comes to like the New World Order and shit like that, a lot of what people say is like, the weak will be preyed on. The working class will basically be devolved into this thing. It's sort of like people go to church every fucking day. Like, you look at religion, I don't know, they should be called the New World Order before fucking anything else.
Yeah.
Because, like, no, that is the model that a lot of people go for.
We're all going to fucking
Well,
die.
That's they started the whole idea of the world order, yeah.
At one point it was, and it's known for suppressing shit. Like, Pope Joan. Like, she was the first female pope, and how all of a sudden in the Bible fucking women are evil after a certain point, and you're like, what the fuck's going on here, man? Right.
See, the only way that New World Order would work is if they...
You'd have to have a crusade.
If they had nothing to do with religion, like, they weren't affected, kind of like the switch between state and church, they can't reject religion, but they have nothing to do with religion. You know what I mean?
But are you talking about a particular group of people? Agnostics?
Yeah, well, like, if the New World Order were to be, they wouldn't be able to reject religion, but they would have to be separate from religion.
I mean, I'll be honest with you.
They would become the new religion. Because if you read things like 1984...
Yeah, George Orwell. We talked about that last episode.
By George Orwell. He's, even read Animal Farm. I mean, even the fucking animated film they did of Animal Farm, the pigs are fucking smoking their cigars and having a good time while the rest of the fucking place does whatever, you know, works and does all the, like, the major shit.
He went to a Catholic school, so he has no idea what we're talking about.
Well, I went to a Catholic school, but I fucking slept through religion.
This is government.
I got kicked out of Catholic school, actually.
Really?
Yeah. St. Mary Magdalene over in Willowick.
I live right down the street from there.
Really? Yeah, I got kicked out of there. It was actually one of the only days, and I laugh about this to this day because it, like, the atheism in me makes me, like, happy at the fact that I got kicked out of Catholic school.
Which one was it? Is that the one that I used to live by?
No, that's a different one.
Gotcha.
It's over by, like, CP's and what used to be a Daffy Dan's.
Over on Vine Street.
Oh, I know where Daffy Dan's is, or used to be.
Yeah.
Vine Street.
That school, right across the street, that's a church.
So you used to live over there, like, East Lake area?
I still do.
Oh, you do.
I live over on this side of town. But, like, I got kicked out for fighting and just being psychotic because I didn't want to be there. Like, the uniform thing... I was in, like, public school until sixth grade, and then my parents were like, you should go to Catholic school.
Yep, I had the same experience.
What the fuck?
I was in public school until I moved.
You were the kid that disappeared. I was the kid that reappeared. All of a sudden, I just showed up midway in sixth grade.
No, like, I was in public school until sophomore year, and then sophomore year through senior year, I did Catholic high school. And I just kind of, like, fucked off with the religion class. I just didn't do anything. I did all the assignments to just get the fucking A to just leave. Well, it wasn't really an A. C's get degrees, bro.
But, they do.
2.0 GPA.
No, I still finished with a 3.5.
No way.
I was in those classes where, like, you had 10 kids. Like, 10 kids, 4 kids. You know, you look in and it's like, where the fuck are all the kids? I was in, like, remedial shit because I was too stupid for mainstream, but, like, way too smart for where they put me. Like, way too fucking smart. I was the curb. I should have never been a curb in anything in my fucking life. But I was the grading curb for a science test that was open book.
If it's open book, everyone should get...
I'm aware, but
if it's open book, there should be no... fucking curve at all. Ugh. Either you read the fucking shit that was provided or you didn't. Fucking fault. Sorry you're lazy. This isn't a time test. You have as long as you fucking need.
Right. It's the end of the period.
You have the whole fucking class.
45-minute class.
And you know what? You know what? And if you don't do it, if you don't finish it, I'll let you finish tomorrow.
Yeah. And by the way, this is why this is an amazing conspiracy theory podcast. because we're all the dummies.
Yeah, we're all idiots. For sure. We're totally honest about that.
I listen to way more political shit than I should. I'll admit this. I've listened to more Rush Limbaugh than I've ever
Oof.
Had. Like somebody that's
hard
who
to listen
to be a liberal, which I consider myself.
But
a
at least
guy.
You listen to both sides, though.
Yeah, no, I make sure to keep everything. But I listen to the Anthony Cumia show, which is like Opie and Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
He does a political show, and I love it because it's the most entertaining anger I've ever seen. From somebody politically minded, so and he speaks because he was a tin knocker, and this dude is right about a lot of shit. Like, I love Anthony; he's a smart motherfucker. Didn't finish high school, by the way, and he gets a lot of shit right. It's disturbing. It's like I have followed that man to the end of the earth. Plus, also my buddy Dave Landau is on that show. I want to be on Compound Media one day, like that. I want that to be a thing for me. So I kiss their ass a lot, besides the fact that I love Anthony. But even we talk about Alex Jones, 90% of what this dude says is fucking bullshit. But
you're right.
10%, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's like, what the fuck? He got it right.
Well.
Like, we were talking about Epstein. He called the fucking stuff that he was doing years ago. Years ago, I was listening to him in a Terminex truck in Ashtabula County every day because it was the only thing I could do. And I had cell phone service. So I was like, okay, I'll put on Alex on my phone and see what happens. I actually remember when he said Hillary and Barack Obama smell like sulfur. I heard him say it. And then he was like, I don't mean it that way. I meant it this way. And the media lies about me. I'm like, bitch, you said it fucking yesterday. Like, I was listening. Conspiracy theories are, there's a lot of, like, holes in their shit. But when you really get down to a lot of shit that they talk about, and it goes again to the fucking New World Order thing. They want to talk about the banking system is going to, what are we going to do? Like, for money. That's we asked that question. What
right.
are you going to do for
there's
fucking money?
Money's got to go out the window.
Yeah. What is it going to be credits at that point? Like, do you just get paid and like on your phone every day?
I have a feeling the only way it would work is if you're like you're basically forced to work 40 hours, and then everything's free. You know what I mean? So
I think though there has to be some kind
more
of monetary system to keep it afloat in some way. I mean, the people won't buy that whole "we don't have money" thing. People are naturally greedy to begin with.
But if you have everything you need,
then there's no reason.
Yeah, if they're
theoretically
like,
that should bring crime down. Technically,
yeah. If every single person has what they need,
well,
if you're like the new Xbox is out, but also the new PlayStation, just go to the place to get it, and now you have it. Like, you know
well,
what I mean?
Well, I think that's a luxury, and that's why I think you should get credits. I think everyone should be given what they need, and then if you work, you build credits, and then you're able to buy shit you want. You at least get.
So
what
then
you
we're
need.
Back on capitalism, though.
Yeah, that's a capitalist
system. That's still capitalism.
I'm for.
Really?
Being a comedian, you become greedy. You really
that's
do.
Fair.
So, like, you realize that's in everyone. I mean, even look at Enron. They got fucking greedy.
Down in
shit.
Houston.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Fucking, they sold their stocks for an undercut. The big, what was the movie?
Fun with Dick and Jane.
No, the big,
The Big Short?
Big Short.
The Big Short, yeah.
Those
that
fuckers got caught. Like, how can you...
they got caught, but not... They didn't really
they
get in
a
trouble.
They got on the wrist.
Yeah.
They did, but that's corporate bullshit to begin with. Like, corporatism in general, which I kind of see us going to as a country, is corporatism, where, like, you do have people
the United
controlling
States is a business.
It is.
Yeah.
And we've always
been. It's a corporation.
It's a corporation, yeah.
Yeah. And it's always been that way. Even going back to when we were first fucking founded, a lot of what we sold had the English stamp on it, but there would be people who sold their own shit under... Look at bootlegging back in the 20s.
Right.
During Prohibition. That was a huge business. My great-grandfather fucking had his own wine still until he died.
So my grandfather who died about 10 years ago... My grandfather died about 10 years ago. And he has all this land that he gave to He's my great grandfather, actually. He gave it to my grandmother, and we went like off, just kind of just fucking around on land because it goes on forever. And we found a still.
Nice.
Yeah, it had like old fucking mason jars and shit. I was like, this, legit. That's badass. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, it's in my family too. So.
Yeah, I love that those stories of like bootleggers, and I've had West Virginia bootleg shit before. That's fun.
Really.
Oh, yeah, it's like nitro fuel. It's fucking awesome. I took a shot of it at a wrestling show.
Oof.
Oh, it was it was after the show, luckily. It didn't hit. I didn't.
Feels like your face is on fire.
Yeah,
like
I was professional.
The entire inside of you as well.
Right, you're like the goddamn Ghost Rider after that.
Ah! You start sweating after that shit.
You start sounding like Bruce Buffer on the mic. You're just like, ah, no!
You ever get one of those like heavy drinks, like moonshine typically, and it's like you can feel the steam coming out of your ears?
Oh my god.
Like,
yeah,
the cartoon?
You just have that feeling of like your mind.
Oh,
like,
you're like, why did I drink that?
Like, it hits your mind and it feels like you can feel the moonshine like wrapping around your brain, and it's just like, oh my god, what's going on? And you're like, I shouldn't put this in my body.
This is not alcohol, this is a drug.
My brain's just like, is this gasoline?
Right.
Yeah. I had two flasks at a wedding reception.
Ooh!
Of apple pie.
That's a fuckload. Holy shit.
And then I had a Budweiser at this bar in Menor. And I lived in Menor, and the bar was like really close to my house. And I slept until 6 o'clock the next afternoon.
Damn,
bro.
That's not afternoon.
I was done.
That's evening.
Yeah, I was done. For the record. And I had to work second. I worked thirds, so I had to go to work the next day.
Dude, on my birthday,
it sucked.
Yeah, I bet.
On my birthday, my girlfriend got these moonshine soaked pickles. She took like three of these things down, and she was so fucked up like the whole night.
I bet you got real lucky that night, huh? she was split wide open, huh?
Jesus.
I mean, I was fucked out of my mind, too. It was my birthday.
So not as lucky as you might think. It's kind of hard to keep it up when you're drunk. Well, you're real drunk.
Yeah.
There's a point.
Or if you do, it's hard to not get dizzy.
There's, yeah. Yeah. There's
all the blood is not in your head at that point. It's in another one.
There's a point of getting drunk where you're just like, there's no way this is happening tonight. Like, I cannot do this. And then, but there's like there's some nights where you're like really fucked up and you're like, I got this. And then you pound it out and then you're like, you stand up, you take a swig of water, and then you go throw up out the window.
My very first birthday that I was with my girl currently, we've been together 7 years. So I was like, I think my 20th birthday. And we were banging after all day of drinking. I was doing her doggy style.
Oh,
and
God.
Finally, I'm like...
A warning before he tells the story fully. If you are eating
yeah.
at any point during this podcast, just put it down. Pause it first.
Take a
pause
breather,
it.
Folks.
Yeah.
Finish.
Take a breather. And then don't come back out. After you chew.
It's not as bad as you might think. So
still, the thought of you naked makes me retch a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'm a little overweight.
A little.
Fuck you.
You think that's bad? I gotta think.
Your shoulders are fighting your head for your neck.
Oh yeah, that's his cousin.
Huh?
My girl is his cousin.
Ah.
Yeah, I always forget. I'll be telling him. I'll
oh,
be like
God.
Deep,
he'll be
deep
like
into these stories.
The story, and then I'll just walk in and I'll be like, yeah.
No, half the time I'm telling him. I'll be like,
oh no,
I'll be drunk or stoned or whatever. I'll be like, hey man, so this one time. I'm like, oh yeah, it's your cousin. I can't. I don't have nobody to share it with.
Yeah, once it gets into like cousin area, it kind of that makes me a little weird.
To be fair, they're second cousins.
See, I know you're from the South.
Still I was about to say, bro.
See, I know you're from the South, but I ain't no cousin fucker.
Oh, it's more.
Well, it's, this podcast just took a turn.
It's
folks.
Underrated.
Ah. Oh man.
Well, yeah. I threw up. Right, like next to her, and yeah. she's like, she's pulling away. She's like, I'm like, where are you going? She's like, I gotta like clean this up, and I assume we're done. I'm like, I'm not done.
No, I've cut sessions off because I have to puke. Like I've had to do it. I'm like, nah, baby, I can't do it right now. Like, no, please.
Oh yeah, nowadays I don't have the stomach that I used to.
Oh, I was the person asking to cuddle. Like, I'm not lying. It's one of those things where it's like,
I need
no,
you
I
to
can't.
Hold me so I feel like I'm still.
Yes. Well, I put my foot on the floor.
Why is the room spinning?
I just spent 3 days at Jeffrey Epstein's house.
Oh, my God.
They threw my penis over there. He turned me into the fucking scarecrow.
He turned my asshole inside out.
Have you ever heard of a pink sock?
I was about to say, pink sock.
One of my favorite...
The doggy punched me.
One of my favorite John Waters, the director, he did a one-man show where he talked about a lot of stuff, but he talked about blossoms, which are people who have prolapsed, like, you know, that area. And all of us, and they share their blossoms online. It's a real
it's
thing.
It's called rosebudding.
Rosebudding, yeah. It's a, that's another word for it.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's a weird. I was gonna let you say because you're the host.
Hardcore anal sex where their asshole gets prolapsed and it looks almost like a butt rose. Yeah, it's fucked up. I spent a lot of time on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
And I read the dictionary.
Or the Urban Dictionary.
When you're on,
way better.
And when you're on FetLife, you learn a lot about the world. The elites aren't even on that. It's usually just dudes who look like me and Cole. Like, that's the dudes that are on FetLife, or just creeps. Like, that's all it is. And female creeps, which I love the female creeps. They're wonderful. They're very creative.
Yeah, because they're, like, non-threatening.
Not even non-threatening. They have confidence about themselves that they shouldn't, but at the same time, you're like... Fucking love you. Right. Like, I love everything about you.
I love that you love what you're doing.
Yes. No, as an artist, I'm going to call myself an artist because I'm really not because I'm a comic.
That's,
so it's
that's
like,
art.
It's we're
that's
one step
form.
Above mime, man. Like,
of mime.
We are. We're a low man on the totem pole of fucking of entertainment.
That's
but
fair,
we have fun doing what we're doing because we have fucking attention issues. That's what we fucking have.
Yeah.
But, like...
I was the oldest of six kids, and I'm the only one that they, for the longest time, thought didn't have mental issues. So, I was put on the back burner. That's a different story for a different time, though.
This is something I kind of wanted to do on this also, because I wanted to go off on a different way with this, too.
Go for it.
And then we'll go back again.
Say it with your chest!
Love it.
I like
do you get drunk before
though.
You go on stage?
I did when I was first doing it because of nerves, but not really anymore.
I have to have at least, like, three before I go on.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of it's because I drive, so it's like,
That's...
I don't know, it's a slippery slope.
It can be. Oh, I fell asleep at an intersection.
Oh,
and had
no.
a cop knocking
Holy
on my window, and he followed me home just to make sure I was okay.
But white privilege.
Let's not go that far, man. I was passed out. I would hope that dude would do it for anyone else, to be honest
We all hope that.
Me in my car, they would fucking haul my ass to jail.
Well...
Immediately. If I fell asleep at a stoplight and a cop saw...
Because you have a dark tint to you.
I'm a dark tint.
You're a little dark. Look at me.
You're Italian. Ray, like, I would say you're Italian.
Which
I,
is close enough
yeah,
to Sicilian.
Yeah,
no.
I'm Sicilian and Irish.
You know, the Moors, they...
me and Ray are very obviously, like, English descent.
I'm English, Polish, and you want to talk about, like, control states and all that kind of stuff when it comes to, like... Poland is one of the most, like, violated countries... on planet Earth.
It
like,
still is, really, because
yeah.
Russia keeps invading them.
When the SS killed Polish sympathizer who was a German farmer and dressed him up in a fucking SS uniform and put him at the border, that was when they invaded Poland. That was the full. That was the start
Which
of the Blitzkrieg.
Time or,
the
oh,
first
World
time.
War II,
yeah, World War II. That's how Hitler got into Poland. Which was egregious. And, I mean, the Polish army tried... to do what they did. Like, I've seen a couple history videos on the siege of Poland, and Polish people got fucked. Russia came in, too. That's another thing
right.
that people don't
Russia
really talk
also,
about.
Also always fucks and, with Poland.
Well, I mean, we were a... And I'm proud to be Polish, because mm-hmm. just how much... It's like, if you're Irish, fucking, you know what I'm talking about when it comes to fucking being a nation subjugated. For,
no, not him personally.
But no, you've heard the stories. And
yeah,
you know, being Irish, you have that pride. A lot of Irish dudes I know One of my favorite dudes' name drop is Sean Lynch. He helped create Celebrity Deathmatch, all that kind of shit. He's straight Irish. Alcoholism included. Like, no price to pay. He woke up with a bottle in his fucking mouth, and I love him for it. But even, like, Ireland, with how many times that the IRA had been, you know, labeled as a guerrilla army. And finally, they had to go into politics. That's something that not a lot of people know, is Sinn Féin was an arm of the IRA at one point. They were ruthless. It's been going on. And nobody speaks about this. When the religions are how people are completely separated. You have Protestant and Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And they're separated by peace walls. When you see, like, walls in Dublin that have graffiti on it, those are peace walls. There's fencing on top of the actual cement separating a Protestant neighborhood from a Catholic neighborhood. And they consider Catholics a race in Northern Ireland. It's fucked up.
Yeah,
it's really fucked up. For Poland, I mean, again, you think about the greatest conspiracy that they had, again, was the invasion of Poland. And then the puppet state that was put in during the 80s under the communist regime in Russia. Dude, the dissenters were fucking killed. They were sent off to places. Poland has been one of the most underappreciated countries when it comes to policy in a while. And, like, Polish people are fucking crazy because we've had to deal with a lot. Like,
they're the Jews.
I wouldn't eat. I'm not even putting them on the same level because the Jews got fucked over in World War II by
not
Hitler.
Just World War II, but just forever.
Well, yeah, it,
Jews
you,
have
yeah.
been like perpetually fucked with.
Yeah, and they're wonderful people. Like I,
they really are.
In general,
they're great human beings. A lot of them,
friend is Jewish.
I'm doing pest control. In this city, especially, there is
not
a
Jewish.
Hot...
You're one of my best friends.
Aha, you're not right. You're not the one.
Right.
You're not.
I'm finding out.
I mean, he's one of my best friends,
too. We find
too.
Out... I
right.
He's bluish?
No, I have a group of best friends. And I have a group of
people. Oh, he's a group
of
best friends.
That I have...
He's
that
a
I have,
hoe.
That I,
yeah.
that I have
he's
associates
a hoe.
That I have associates with.
Ah! But, like... Yeah, the Jews have just... The Jews have been fucked with for, you know, millennia upon millennia.
Yeah,
even
there's
in
a
Egypt
whole book
and,
about it.
Well, yeah. Well, trust me, I actually have been to a bar mitzvah. I went to a bar mitzvah as a kid. That was a fun day. I'm not going to lie, because I learned something. I learned a lot about the Jewish religion. And I respect it a little bit more because of, like, the... Like, they keep that old school ceremony shit, which I'm like... I don't believe, but you're like, good for you for having a thing. You know, like, I like that.
It's like a quinceañera, but for boys.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, when it comes to the whole thing that I'm trying to get to this is always, for some reason, there's always a motive to take over the world in any conspiracy, and it becomes the New World Order.
You think the Illuminati could have anything to do with it?
I don't believe the Illuminati exists.
No?
I believe that...
I don't think it does either. I was just saying.
Yeah, if you look... Cause, well, also, I'm the grand... I told you, I'm the grandson of... And, like, great aunt and nephew at times.
He's a Freemason.
Of Freemason lodge masters. Like, guys who ran the lodge.
Davis's facial expression just went like...
Come on, baby, let's do this.
Explain what a Freemason is.
It's basically a water buffalo lodge from the Flintstones with guys walking around in lines. I don't know. At this point, there's not a lot of Masonic orders in Ohio. I think there's one in Aurora. There used to be one in Willoughby. I want to become a Mason. I do. It's just a, like, social club for dudes, and they work... business is done there, for sure. There's a lot of stuff... There's, like, business deals on, like, money level sometimes, or stuff like that. But it's never... We're gonna, like, crash the stock market. You know what I'm saying? It's more like Joe's tool shed... is gonna merge with like Frank's World of Tools. Like that's usually where it goes.
Small scale
shit. No, they're all wonderful people. I mean,
yeah, I met somebody who was a Freemason before.
So. My grandma was Eastern Star until she died. Like I've always been around that world. Like I said, I've had many of my relatives have been lodge masters. Guys who have been the highest echelon of their local lodge.
Grand Wizard?
What was the
Oh, God, no. I'm not that white trash.
What was the Freemasons originally about? Like, why did they become what they are?
The conspiracy is Freemasons, and they actually say that it's not, I believe it's, what's the highest level? I forget. 42nd degree, I believe. It's 42nd degree, if not.
We're going to have like 3 Freemasons comment on this. And like.
Yes, if you do, I'm always willing to say I'm wrong to a Freemason because they're great people. And I don't say that because of any kind of like fear or anything like that. I respect the order. I've met one dickhead Freemason in my entire life and it made me kind of sad.
32,
thank you. The 32nd is the highest you can get. But guys like Alex Jones, a few other people who get really deep in... I actually had a teacher. I shit you not. He was a social teacher, like a social economics teacher. Look at me. And he was like over religious. And was like, I believe the Freemasons are a cult. And I stopped talking to this guy.
Aren't they cult-like? Isn't anything any kind
they
of
They have the
of
rituals that are based on things from the Bible. A lot of stuff with them is biblical. Because it comes from that biblical order where man sort of started to understand again after they burnt the libraries of Alexandria. After they did that, the Dark Ages started, and that's when religion really started. I have a theory on religion and how it started in modern time, which was they took pretty much every kind of deity from previous societies, Vikings, Romans, Greeks, Carthaginians, all those people, and put it to their own pantheon of gods, which as we grew as a population, we became more...
You're not the first person to tell me that.
It's, oh, okay, good.
It's because, and I agree with it, because
if you look at the Catholic religion,
kind of
it's the
follow
same thing.
A similar guideline, especially the monotheism.
Since you said we got to wrap up here, I know we've been long-winded, but I've loved this. This is awesome, by the way. You guys have a great podcast.
Thank you. I actually enjoyed being here,
for sure. Listen to these people.
In my studio basement.
Dude, I do mine out of my room in my mom's house over my laptop. Trust me, there's no shame in what you're doing.
I appreciate it, man.
But with the New World Order thing, the reason I think it's bullshit is because of the fact that no matter how many people try to control money, we've seen it with Big Short, we've seen it with all these things. Mm-hmm. The child running with Jeffrey Epstein. A guy who was powerful, knew powerful people, could get off on a fucking, being within 100 yards of a slide, he could get off because he knew Bill Clinton. Mm-mm. Fucking Weinstein, all these guys. The reason I don't think there's ever going to be a New World Order, you'll never find somebody to really control banking. You'll never find somebody to really control commerce. Everybody knows about Amazon. Now, like, people are coming out about Amazon and how shitty it is as a place to work, which
this
is awesome.
Always been obvious. Like, how is that not obvious that Amazon is a shitty place to work?
Yeah, and it's, but, like, yeah. These people...
I'd rather work at Walmart, which is saying a lot.
I know a few people that have worked at Amazon, and every single one of them has said it has sucked fucking ass.
Yeah.
Like, it is awful, because they... Like, they pay you decent, but they treat you like fucking garbage.
Yeah,
because they pay you... They don't even really pay you. Like, honestly, is $15 an hour really decent?
It is
like,
for honestly, me, trust me.
Like, I mean, it is.
For
like,
it's
more than I've ever
Amazon.
Made. I think the most I ever made as a sous chef was $14 an hour. So it's more than I've ever made. But that's really shitty wage, like, honestly, if we're being honest.
It is. With taxes and everything taken out of it, man. Like, but... Even that dude got caught cheating by his ex-wife. Like,
Bezos?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he got a divorce, and she immediately became the richest woman in the world.
Oh, you know what? Now you say that, I did hear.
Yeah,
that. Actually, now
she got like over $1 billion.
Can you imagine a fucking come up that business?
Oh, dude,
she's like, I'm buying.
I respect new Ferrari shit out of her.
And a fucking mansion in the Hollywood Hills.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. If I'm married to the richest person in the world, it's gonna turn. Eventually, at some point, it's gonna become I'm the richest person in the world.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Where did your wife disappear to? I don't fucking know. Yeah. She told me that she didn't want to ever see me again, and then she never saw me again.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
And that's why I live in my studio apartment.
Yes.
Right.
And she lives in the hills.
Right. In a hill.
It's her own bunker. Yeah. But, like, if you look at all these people that I just mentioned, and even lower people like David Letterman get caught cheating. Fucking, these guys, people like them get too fucking cocky for their own right for people to not go, fuck you. Like, this is never, we're not going to let this fucking happen.
You can't be a good person and then fuck shit up and then people are like, oh, no, it's cool, like. It's not gonna happen, bro.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, if there was to be some new world order, I guarantee you there's gonna be somebody to try and end it. Like, guarantee.
It's gonna be a revolution for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, even on small scale.
It's gonna be the resistance.
It's becoming quite.
Whatever they wanna call themselves.
It's becoming quite, like. And if you're a listener, you obviously probably know by now that I'm bipolar. We've talked about it. So. If I throw a fit, a bipolar episode, if you will,
okay.
I have to hear from everybody who witnessed it for weeks on end. Like, the whole ashtray incident, if you listen to our first episode, I explained that, where an ashtray got set on fire, and then I got blamed, and then I tried to fight everyone in the whole house. It was a house party. Yeah, that was a great instance. Yeah, and that's still infamous to this day. This was,
Jesus Christ.
This is 5 years ago,
It's funny because, like, I remember, like, 3 second periods, like, in my mind, like, 3 seconds worth of time, like, in my mind. But I don't remember, like, the full story. But all I remember is, like, seeing the ashtray on fire. And then...
Well, there was a lot of drinking going on that night, too.
Well, I knew that. And then a bottle fly. And then a shovel swing.
Oh, Jesus.
I swung a shovel at somebody, apparently. I thought I was sweeping, and I thought it was a broom. To be fair, because I threw the beer bottle.
You're one of those?
Evidently, I don't remember.
When I was in Laurelwood, I saw a few of you. Yeah. Yeah, you were
so
fun.
So I'm real
watch,
crazy, evidently.
I was the only one not on meds when I went to Laurelwood. I refused to take them. Because I had already been on Wellbutrin. I hadn't taken anything, but I read, like, erectile dysfunction. I'm too much of a perv to give up my boners. So, like, I'm immediately like, no, I can't do it. But, like I said, though, there would be some kind of resistance, I believe. You'd have to. There would be a day where the old lady on Running Man on our television stands up and yells bullshit. They would never do it to an old woman. I guarantee you, because at least that's what the movie told me. I don't know,
because we were pretty hard on Hillary. You know, I didn't want Hillary to win either. But because we did all
they
didn't like that Hillary,
bitch through the dirt.
Yeah, just because we didn't like Hillary, we voted for Trump.
Well,
like,
I feel,
not we,
well,
but like Trump won.
Well,
because
yeah.
Nobody wanted Hillary. You know what I mean?
Well, plus everyone saw Hillary Clinton, and they all thought like Bill Clinton, and then they're like, well, fuck that.
No,
Hillary,
I actually,
Bill was a good president.
Well,
okay?
I was about to say, if you look at his, if you look, and I, he's one of my
no,
favorite
just because
presidents.
He's been tainted.
Why is he tainted?
Because the whole
got a hummer in a fucking.
Shit.
He got a
that
hummer in the
tainted.
Oval Office.
I think America got over that.
Yeah,
by the time Hillary came around,
he's become everybody's favorite uncle,
which is
like creepy
weird,
uncle. I will say that.
Yeah, I think he has more of the creepy aspect now that Epstein's whole thing has come out. Before Epstein, I think everybody kind of, like, loved Bill and kind of wished he would come back.
Yeah,
but Hillary is way different entity.
Yeah, the thing about Hillary...
Oh, Hillary's a whack job.
Yeah, Hillary...
For sure.
I mean, besides the fact that she did decide to dress like Mao, which was never a good look.
I don't seriously. I don't think anything's a good
one. You want to talk about police states and the New World Order, fucking China, they get awards for what they do. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
David Rockefeller fucking says they have actually have a good model for government. That's kind of a... But they have a corporatist government. That's kind of what their the aims, per se, of New World Order is. Is like corporatism instead of actual full control.
See, my whole list of New World Order would be like Amsterdam.
No.
What? That would be my hope. That's my hope.
That's your shining city on a hill. Right. That's what that is.
You're essentially just like living in like Blade Runner.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. It is fucking corporatism on a high scale level where they're feeding you what you want to hear. It's just, again, why I'm anti New World Order theory is because of the idea that there are people who say fuck this shit. And then there are people next to them that say, it's like the pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
But yet it's with truth. Like, they're like, ah, come the fuck on. That's not how... That's why I think a New World Order would never fucking work.
It's not gonna. I'm pro New World Order, but it's not like I'm advocating it for it. Like,
I love the idea of it.
Right. I like the idea of it, but I don't think it's plausible.
No.
Every time I think of New World Order, all that I think of is Star Wars and the Empire.
I think of Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash, and Scott Hall.
You're thinking of the First Order.
That's still kind of the same thing.
It's like the same fucking thing. Like, it's the whole planet coming together as one, but it's just ruled by a fucking asshole.
But the New World Order would be more the Final Order, if you think about it. The Final Order under a robotic Palpatine figure that just keeps coming back over and over and over like a big brother. What New World Order definitely would be. It was a fucking the Final Order where goddamn the Star Destroyers just pop out of the goddamn ice.
The thing is we touched on this for a second last episode, but when we were talking about aliens, in order for aliens to all come together on their planet and decide we're gonna go fucking space travel, they all need world peace.
Exactly.
But the only way for world peace to happen is if somebody takes over the world.
Yeah, but it's against human nature, man. Like, human nature is, what do you have, and can I have it too?
That's why I think that the whole world should just get everything it needs, move it where it needs to be in order to help people out in certain places, let everyone live comfortably, and then we can all think together.
I vaguely disagree with you, though, about the can I have it too part. It's more like, what do you have, and how do I get it?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's not
that's
even,
what
can
I'm
have
saying.
It too?
Can I have it too?
It's
which
more
means,
like, can I have what you
but,
have?
But and socialism
if, even if that
is
means
that.
Take it away from you.
Socialism,
you know,
is that, where it's you create this, but then your neighbor gets it because you have to feed your neighbor.
Yeah, kind of, I agree with that totally. I think that's the right thing to do.
out of kindness of heart, yes, but being forced, I'm against.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where New World Order comes in. It becomes that where United States tobacco like becomes, you know, Taiwanese tobacco, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And it's all shared and all that kind of stuff. And I don't think you're going to ever have a population that'll really put up with that.
Oh, no.
There should just be a universal, or there should be a worldwide store that you could buy shit at, but it all just gets shipped to you.
So that's
Amazon? Amazon.
Essentially.
You gotta get on top of that.
Amazon doesn't sell certain things. I think Amazon should just sell everything.
They do?
Everything.
They do sell everything.
Dude, you can sell DC Comics resale on that fucking
you
shit.
You can find a Pikachu butt plug at Amazon.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about shit that you need to build a house or to
you can get 4x4s.
2x4. Yeah.
You can get medicine from Amazon.
I think
everything.
They have pre-mades on there too. Pre-made homes. I think there's
you buy a trailer. I see
it's
parts for cars on Amazon.
Costco's fucking weird too.
But
all
like,
those big
like,
box stores.
They have car marketplace on there.
But why doesn't everyone that sells shit just go through Amazon, and then we just have this worldwide
because
store? And then everyone can get what they need, and then everyone can get what they need to survive at least. to live a comfortable
life. Because the issue there is then all of that money then wealthy going to Jeff Bezos.
The people who are already wealthy, which becomes the New World Order. It's the elite. The people who are at the top 1%. The people who, like the dude who runs Victoria's Secret, like the dude who runs ServiceMaster, a company I worked for, mm-hmm. that has God knows how many companies underneath and they don't know how to fucking run it. Like, that's where I say, fucking, there's no way that can ever, like, thing, because it doesn't get run properly.
Can we just say that I think, like, if we're talking on the scale of the game Monopoly, I'm pretty sure every property has a hotel on it by now.
Yeah.
I think we're at the end of the game. Like, we're getting close to the end of the game. To be honest with you. All of the players who don't have properties now are soon to be eliminated. You know what I mean?
It's like, true. Survival of the fittest is, it's kind of, you know, I don't subscribe to Darwinism, but at the same time, I understand it, why it exists in this world. Sometimes people put it into practice and it works.
Yeah.
At the cost of other people, but at the same time, feelings.
Well, Ray, this has been a great episode. Thank you for coming on, man.
Oh, absolutely, brother. I appreciate it. This is awesome.
You've been a great guest. Thank you.
I feel like I got to know you pretty well tonight. Like, we hang out sometimes at shows when we
see each other. I'm an anomaly. I have both sides views that I put into practice. But yeah, man, I enjoyed being on. This is fantastic.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you very much. We'd like to have you back on at some point.
Yeah. Anytime. You want me to do my plugs and all that kind
of
stuff?
Yeah, go ahead. Plug yourself. Throw up what you got going on.
Around this time, I'm pretty much not going to be doing anything. I've got a show in 21st at the Funny Stop, but that's going to be over by the time this comes out. Follow me on pretty much everything, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I had a Parler account for a moment.
Oh, my God.
I felt like Michael Jackson, or not Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, where it's like, conservatives like comedy too, dude. Like, what do you want me to say? Like, maybe they like me. Who knows? But I deleted it. I'm trying to get into TikTok, but at Ray Hyclack, HYCLAK, all one word. And then Bro Plata, my MMA podcast that I'm doing. Tim Danko, his is at Dig Danko. Follow that motherfucker. He's got mental issues like I do, and he has Tourette's syndrome.
Ooh.
So, and there's a there's a running gag on our thing because we broadcast on Twitch, our podcast. So, like, he's trying to cancel Twitch because he twitches. So I'm happy about that.
Oh, my God.
It's one of my favorite bits we do. Because I just, if you watch the video a lot of the time, he'll just shake his head when he hears Twitch. Like, I forget every time. Like, this is bullshit. Like, why are we on Twitch? But, at Bro Plata, all one word. It's like Oma Plata, the jiu-jitsu move. But it's Bro, because we're just two bros talking about MMA.
Right.
So follow that. And then I'm probably going to start the High Class in 2021, starting in January. Which will be an interview podcast that I'm doing. But, yeah, you can see all that stuff online. Just search my name, Ray Hyclack. Put my name in the search thing and guaranteed I'll show up.
Yeah, and catch him whenever he's doing stand-up. If you're in Cleveland, catch him. He's fucking hilarious, dude. Check out his Bro Plata. I'm not a huge fan of UFC, but he made a very valid point about it earlier. So, can't even hate. And then also, check out Eric Evie. He played the song today. Check him out on YouTube and everything. We plugged him earlier. And that's got to be it for us, right, Davis?
You're damn right.
All
right,
thanks, guys.
Have a good night.
Peace out. Now that Davis is gone, it's time for the enoughiest of the fluffiest. Oh shit, why are you guys still fucking here? No, you can't have any, get the fuck out of here.
And by the way, we're going to have Michael on. We're going to be talking about road trips. And Brian Gallagher is going to have a song. Peace!